From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The verdict is in. The U.S. jury Wednesday convicted Chechen immigrant Dzhokhar Tsarnaev of his part in carrying out the 2013 Boston Marathon bombings. The attack by Dzhokhar and his brother Tamerlan killed three people and wounded 264. The jury deliberated for more than 11 hours before convicting Tsarnaev of all 30 charges against him. 17 of those charges carry a possible death penalty. But Boston City Councilor-at-Large Stephen John Murphy hopes Tsarnaev is not put to death.
The penalty phase coming up is where we're going to have the action, I guess, whether or not he gets the death penalty, which in normal circumstances I believe he should get the death penalty. But because it's a badge of honor for radical Islam, I don't think he should. I think he should rot in jail here.
Stephen John Murphy, a state-run media outlet in Iran, is reporting that Iranian Navy ships are moving toward a site near Yemen. We get more from Jeff Selden.
Gunshots ring out in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a following another airstrike by Saudi-led forces, benefiting now from daily refueling sorties by U.S. tanker aircraft. More U.S.-made bombs and guidance kits will also soon be on the way. Yet making the situation perhaps more perilous, reports from Iranian state-run media that Tehran's sending a naval destroyer and another vessel for exercises in the waters off Yemen.
We certainly keep a close eye on all the naval activities in that region.
Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren refused to comment directly on the Iranian ships, but added Iran's links to Yemen's Houthi rebels are well known. Jeff Selden, The Pentagon.
A former prisoner of the U.S. prison at Guantanamo Bay has been arrested in Uganda on suspicion of playing a role in killing a prosecutor who handled terrorist cases. This is VOA News. Rwanda's Attorney General wants to know how the French government will go about releasing declassified documents related to the 1994 Rwandan genocide. Busigny Johnston said his government has asked its diplomatic representative in France to learn the French government's plans. Wire services reported that a decision to declassify the papers was signed on Tuesday. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras met with Russian President Vladimir Putin for talks in Moscow Wednesday. During the meeting in the Kremlin, Mr. Putin indicated Russia could lift its embargo on food imports from Greece. Speaking to reporters after the meeting, the Russian president said that the leader of Greece did not ask for financial aid. Mr. Putin said he and Greece's prime minister had discussed Greece's possible participation in the Turkish Stream Pipeline project. A white police officer in the southeastern U.S. state of South Carolina has been dismissed after a video showed him shooting and killing a fleeing black man after a traffic stop. Officer Michael Slager was fired and accused of murder in the killing last Saturday of 50-year-old Walter Scott. Scott had been pulled over for driving with a broken brake light. Anthony Scott is the brother of the slain man.
It's going to be a long time before we get over this, because just like me and my brother, he's the middle guy. He's the middle guy. He's been there. He's the nucleus. He was the nucleus.
A video taken by a bystander shows Slager firing 8 times at Scott. Kurdish security officials say the Islamic State group has freed at least 216 members of Iraq's Yazidi community who had been held captive for 8 months. Witnesses say the handover took place Wednesday in the province of Kirkuk, noting that most of the Yazidis were elderly and in poor health. The reason for the release was not clear. An Afghan National Army soldier opened fire on U.S. troops in Jalalabad Wednesday, killing one American before being killed in return fire. The gunfire erupted just after Afghan provincial officials met with a U.S. embassy official in the compound of the provincial governor in Jalalabad. It was the latest in a number of incidents in which Afghan troops have attacked U.S. or NATO forces fighting alongside them. The United Nations has launched an appeal for $111 million to help a large part of North Korea's population, which is now facing a shortage of food. UN Humanitarian Coordinator for North Korea, Ghulam Isaac Zai, says the funding will help 5 agencies provide food, water, and other basics for North Koreans. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.